Krishna, these 16,000 wives, how they became wives? You know the story, that many beautiful, 16,000 beautiful, I mean, the king's daughters were kidnapped by the Asura. What is the name of that Asura? Bhava Asura, no? Yeah. So they prayed to Krishna that we are suffering, kidnapped by this rascal. Please save us. So Krishna came to rescue them, and the Homasura was killed, and all the girls were made free. But after freedom, they were still standing there. So Krishna asked them, now you can go home to your father. And they said that we are kidnapped and we cannot be married. In India still the rule is there. If one girl, young girl, goes out of home for one day or 2 days, nobody will marry him. Nobody will marry him. He is considered to be spoiled. This is still the Indian system. So they were kidnapped so many days or so many years. So they appealed to Krishna that will not be accepted either by our father, neither anybody will agree to marry. Then Krishna understood that their prison is very precarious. Although they are released, they cannot go anywhere. Then Krishna, he is so kind, bhakta-vatsala. He inquired, what do you want? That they said that you accept me, otherwise we have no other means to stay. Krishna immediately, yes, come on. This is Krishna. And not that he, 16,000 wives, was concentrated in one camp. He immediately constructed 16,000 palaces. Because he has accepted as wife, he must be maintained as his wife, as his queen. Not that because they had no other means, they have come to my shelter, I can keep them anyway. No. Most respectfully, as queen, as Krishna's queen. And again, he thought that 16,000 wives, so if I remain alone, one figure, then my wives cannot meet me. Everyone has to wait for 16,000 days to see the husband. No. He expanded himself into 16,000 Krishna. This is Krishna. These rascals, they accuse Krishna as woman hunter. Not like you. You cannot maintain even one wife. But he maintained 16,000 wives in 16,000 palaces and in 16,000 expansion of hall. Everyone was pleased. This is Krishna. We have to understand what is Krishna. Don't try to imitate Krishna. First of all, try to understand Krishna.